Well, thank the Lord for that. I'm so thankful that in our weakness that that's when the power of God is perfected in us. When we get to the end of our resources and we recognize that, Lord, I can't do this. I'm thankful that the Lord is there faithful to each and every one of us. The last couple of weeks, I have been in a real battle of faith and had some things happen that just really... The devil, when things happen, the devil wants to come and take advantage and just cause to even start questioning. I started questioning God. I remember walking into the house from my office, and I was like, Lord, I said, God, I know it's not your fault. I know it's not your fault, but I was struggling with that because it felt like it was God's fault. Have you all ever been there? I guess this confession time. But I knew it wasn't because God's God. And so then I was like, Lord, I know it's me then. I know it's my... So Lord, I need my faith increased. I need you to help me. And the devil's right there to make you start questioning everything almost. But I am so thankful in those times of struggle that there is a God that loves us. He understands us. And He wants us to keep going. And I will just say the title of the message now, Steady As You Go. Some of you have heard that phrase before. Do you mind writing that on the board for me, Renee? I'd like us to begin over in the book of Joshua in the first chapter. Desire and interest in your prayers that the Spirit of the Lord would accomplish His purpose in our lives today. Joshua chapter 1, we'll begin reading with verse 1. It says, Now after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass, the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Something traumatic had happened. The children of Israel, remember, they had been slaves, and God used Moses to bring them out of Egypt. Now, if you want to talk about dependency, Moses was dead, and the children of Israel had been dependent upon Moses. He is our leader. He is the one that we get in trouble, that we look to. He's the one that when we behave like children and act up, He has been a father to us. He is the one that went up on the mountain and brought the law of God to us. And yes, He was angry with us when we built an image, a golden calf, and yet He stood between us and God and intervened as a mediator. And He led us from place to place as God taught us how to stand on our own feet after being enslaved. But now Moses is dead. And there, it probably seemed to them like, what are we going to do now? Seems like the props have been knocked out from under him. Have y'all ever been there? Just seem like things that you were kind of consistent in your life. It seems like your world was turned upside down. And that's where the children of Israel were. But do you know God was still God? And He was not finished. And He came and He spoke to Joshua. And He said, Moses, my servant, is dead, as if Joshua didn't know that. Do you know if Joshua was struggling with that? It's like, yeah, I'm very aware of that, Lord. I mean, we were dependent. I don't know what we're going to do now. It's like, Moses is dead, Joshua. Says, yes, I know, Lord. I'm struggling with that. It doesn't seem like this was the right time for you to take Moses, Lord. We needed him. Lord, you really should have left him for a few more years because we're not to Canaan land yet. We needed his wisdom and we needed his experience. And Lord, I think you just took him too early. Do you know God is aware of that? I want you to know something this morning. God's timing is right. And when Moses dies, the Lord will raise up a Joshua. The Lord was not done speaking to his people. He spoke to Joshua and said, Now my servant is dead. And most likely they'd been grieving. He said, Now therefore arise. I've given you time to weep. I've given you time to bring your burden to me. I've given you time to question me. I've given you time to mourn. But Joshua, dry up your tears and I want you to get up because I've got some work for you to do. There is a time to weep and there is a time to stop and get up. There is a time to carry a burden for those things that weigh us down, and there is a time to commit those things in the hands of God and get up and go work for the Lord. There is a time to bring our burdens to the Lord, and there is a time that we struggle with our understanding. But there is a time that we come and say, Lord, I don't understand this in that, but I'm going to leave it at your feet, and I'm going to get up, and I'm going to follow you faithfully and diligently. Lord said, time to get up. Arise and go over Jordan and all this people unto the land which I give to them, even to the children of Israel. Now this was a promise. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses. Folks, the Lord's word is fixed. And when the Lord promises something, He's going to do it. But if we stay seated, if we stay in a place of mourning, if we stay in a place of questioning, we're not going to be inheriting Jordan. We're not going to cross the Jordan and inherit Canaan land, because we're going to be, all of our time is going to be self-focused. I don't understand. There is a time to get up and start following the Lord. There is a time to say, Lord, I'm weeping and the tears may be still coming down my cheeks, but Lord, according to your word, I'm going to get up. And I'm going to cross Jordan. And the Lord said, I have something to give to you. I promised it to Moses. And the promise is just as sure this morning to you and parents. The promise is to your children. Don't stay on this side of Jordan. Your children will never cross. They may stay there for a while, but if I stay weeping on this side of Jordan, I'm not going to inherit the land that God has for me and my children. So by the grace of God, there's a time to get the tissues out and wipe the tears from our eyes and say, Lord, I still don't understand, but you've said, get up, and you've given me a land, and I'm going to go forward, and I'm going to be faithful. That others that are still sitting down in their confusion and in their mourning and in their questions and in their pain, they can say, whoa, there's someone crossing Jordan. Look at what God's doing for them. I want what they have. Lord, help us to be faithful. He said, every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given you. Folks, if we stay in the same place, we're not gaining ground. May I ask us a question this morning? You don't have to answer me, but in your own life, have you been gaining ground spiritually? You know, there's a yes or no answer to that. Have you been gaining ground? Let me ask you this. Have you been losing ground? I want you to know something in love this morning. If you are losing ground, you're going to lose your soul if you don't turn around. If you are losing spiritual ground, you're going to lose your walk with God. And all the time we can have our reasons. Moses died. I have all these burdens. I have been heavy burden. And the Lord came along and let me know, you give that to me now and I'll get up and go work for me. Lord, okay, I can't do anything about some of these things, so Lord, help me to commit them to you. But let's not allow the struggles and the battles and the confusion of those around us to deter us from gaining the land that God has for us to gain. So we're going to have to get up. And he said, I'm going to get now this plate, the sole of your foot. That's a little thing, isn't it? Now, some of you may have large feet, and some of you have small feet, but we've all got some, thank the Lord. And that means that He started the small. I'm going to be with you every place that the sole of your foot. Now, look on, I'm going to give you that land over there, but how are you going to get there? Little by little. Step by step. But some people, or too many people, are moving backward this morning. It's time to quit moving backward this morning. I want to challenge you in love and in the judgment of God this morning. If you're moving backward, you are in a dangerous place. We've got to rise up and say, Lord, I'm going to inherit the land that you've given me to inherit. He said, he gave him a promise, I'm going to be with you. And moving on down in verse 5, he said, as I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee nor forsake thee. That was the promise of God. When the Lord comes along and says, Brother Randy, I'm not going to fail you. I'm not going to forsake you. I'm going to be with you. He said, but Lord, I don't understand. He said, I got that. that I'm God. I'm God. Sometimes we struggle with things that only God can change anyway. You know, we can't change anybody else in our life or in us. We can't change anybody else. But by the power of God, I can start accepting, Lord, okay, I can't change them. I can pray for them. I can weep for them, but I can't change them. So Lord, help me to go ahead and cross Jordan. Help me to go ahead and not lose the joy of the Lord. And if you say, Brother Michael, you don't understand what I'm facing. You haven't understood maybe everything I face. I've been some places that the joy of the Lord was being zapped out of my life because of burdens and heartaches and pain. And there was a time the Lord came along and I had to start committing some things to Him. Because if I hadn't committed some things to the Lord, I wouldn't be here this morning. There's a time the Lord wants us to get up and start moving again. There's a time that He has compassion. There's a time that He gives us a space of mourning. He gives us a space of questioning. But if I would have given in to what I was feeling on the porch a couple weeks ago or for about a week, I wouldn't be here either probably. Because the enemy was just bringing things. I was really starting to question some things. But I knew it was the enemy. And you know, that helped me fight the battle. I still don't understand it today. Lord, I feel a little let down. But I still acknowledge You're God. You're God. I don't understand it. But my faith is in God this morning. So when I don't understand, I still want to believe. And I'm still going to move forward by the power of God. Well, He said, be strong and of good courage. May I encourage you with those words. Be strong this morning. Let's not be weak little children. Let's not lay down and give up, but let's be strong and of good courage because God promised, I'm going to be with you. I'm going to be with you. Don't give up now, Joshua. Only be thou strong and very courageous. Now here's some instruction. I've given understanding. I've given you a charge. And I've told you I'm going to be there with you, but now I'm going to give you some instruction, Joshua. He said, that thou mayest observe to do according to all of the law, which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. You want to prosper this morning? The Lord gives us compassion. He gives us understanding. And He said, I'm going to be with you. He gave us encouragement, but He also put something on us. He said, I want you to obey my law. Do not turn to the left and do not turn to the right. Folks, we are living in a time in a society where too many professing Christians are turning to the left and they're turning to the right. It's happening out there. It's happening in here. It's happening over. It's happening everywhere. And I want to encourage you this morning. I charge you this morning. In the fear of God, do not turn to the left or to the right, but keep going straight, steady as you go. That's a nautical term. Y'all know the history of steady as you go? That term is used in a lot of different situations. It's used in economics. It's used, a lot of different businesses use it. Well, some of you remember Brother Sammons. And he used to preach often about steady as you go. I won't try to imitate him, but y'all can hear him if you knew him. But he heard that when he was in the Navy, I believe it was. Was it the Navy? When he was at war, I believe, and in at sea, he heard the captain use that term, steady as you go. It's a nautical term, and I'm just going to, let me read to you what the formal definition is. When the captain has given the course, the person that's steering the ship, the captain comes and gives them instruction. This is the direction to go. And then he instructs, steady as you go. It means to steady the ship on that course and don't deviate from it. When the wind blows, steady as you go. When the waves would come and push that ship to deviate just a little bit off, steady as you go. There are pressures this morning that are being exerted on all of us. And the forces of evil are getting greater on the young people and on the children and on the middle age and on the older saints. The force of the enemy is strong, but are we going to allow the enemy to win this morning? Are we? Steady as you go. The Lord's given us some instruction. There's too many people turning to the left. Some turning to the right. There are families that are being lost this morning because they're not being steady. There are congregations that are being lost because they're not being steady. They're giving in to the tides and the questions, and they're giving in to the winds and the temptations. All of us. And I share just a little bit about something, because if you feel pressures, you're not alone. I hope I didn't say too much. Maybe I could say more. But you're not alone this morning. But I also hear the voice of the Spirit saying, Michael, steady as you go. Don't turn away. I've got more land for you to gain. I've got some work for you to do. There are some people that are counting on you. There are some people that have rejected what you're teaching and preaching and living. But I want you to still do it. Steady as you go, because this is the course I've given you to walk. Steady as you go this morning. To my elderly this morning, steady as you go. To our elderly saints, steady as you go. To you young families this morning, steady as you go. To those of you that are getting up in our upper middle ages, steady as you go. Steady as you go. And I'm talking to me here now. We need each and every. To those of you that are single this morning, steady as you go. There's some pressures and questions about your future. To those of you that are planning to get married soon. To those of you that are thinking about marriage, steady as you go. To the newly married, steady as you go. Steady, because there's pressures being exerted. Let's not deviate from the course of righteousness. Let's not deviate from the course of holiness. Because if Joshua would have sat down, there would have been other people that would have joined him. When Peter said, I go a-fishing, do you know he took some people with him? The Lord wants us to be about His business this morning, but we're going to have to be steady, and we're not always going to feel like it. But the key to victory then is let's not be distracted. We all know the story of the tortoise and the hare. Who won that race? The tortoise did. Who was faster? The rabbit. The rabbit, right? The hare was. He could have made it. He could have won, but he got distracted. And he should have heard that voice saying, steady as you go. Sometimes we want to gain these real big victories. Oh, I love big overnight victories. But do you know the reality of the Christian life is normally? It's step by step. And it's little by little. But I want to keep heading that direction. And there are distractions that the enemy are going to bring and is to all of us this morning. But who of you is going to be willing to stand and listen to the voice of the Lord this morning and say, Lord, I want to be steady as I go. I don't want to sit down. I don't want to get distracted. I don't want to go back on light, but I want to walk forward because I want the blessings of God. I want the blessings of God on your life this morning. I want them on my life, but we're going to have to be steady. We're going to have to get fixed and be firm and resolute. The scripture in Exodus 23, verse 30 says, by little and little I will drive them out from before thee, and thou shalt inherit the land. He's talking about the enemy. Little by little, step by step, the sole of your foot. But sadly enough, there are too many in our world today that one time knew truth. And they just took step backs. And they said, it's not a big thing. Yes, it is. Your victories are found on the little things, and your failures are going to be found in the little things. I want to caution you about making changes that deviate from this truth this morning that has been proven and tried and tested. And I'm going to go a little bit closer, saints. The truth that has been taught to you from God, men and women of God that have set an example. When you start to deviate from that, you are playing with fire. Because our victories, yes, it's little by little, and that makes us feel good, doesn't it? It's like, I don't feel like I've had a lot of big victories, but I'm wanting to head the right direction. But I want you to know, people fall off the cliff just step by step going backward. So if you are not drawing close to the Lord, if holiness is not being perfected in us this morning, I want you to know and love that you are in a very dangerous place today. Steady as you go. Steady as you go. Distractions. Let me give the definition of steady. It means firmly fixed. Firmly fixed. Supported or balanced. Not shaking or moving. Unfaltering. Saints, I'm not asking for any commitment personally from you to me. But to the Lord this morning, can we purpose in our hearts that, Lord, I don't want to alter course when the winds blow and the waves are getting really high. And I look around, it seems like Jesus is asleep in the boat. So maybe I need to alter course. Because I feel a little bit let down. I felt that way. Felt let down by the Lord. I know He hasn't let me down. It's not all over yet. It's not all over yet. So I want to be steady this morning. Be steady as you go. I don't want to give up. I don't want to get distracted with the things and the cares of life that would cause me to deviate from the call of God in my life. What about you? There's a lot of pressures from friends and family, people you go to camp meeting with, and our world at large. Who here this morning will be willing to stand and be steady? Keep the course. And the course is one of righteousness. It's one of holiness. It's one of separation from the world, but it's one of peace. And it's one of joy. Paul told Timothy, and I'll just briefly summarize and read a few of the scriptures for the sake of time, but in 2 Timothy chapter 4, Paul was said to Timothy, who was a young minister, and this was kind of like dad talking to his son, a father. He said, I charge thee before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at His appearing and in His kingdom, preach the word. I charge you, Timothy, there's going to be a lot of things that will cause you to deviate. There's a lot of pressures. Because he said, preach the word, be instant in season and out of season. You know what that means? You're not always going to feel like doing what you need to do. You're not going to always feel like living a righteous life. There's going to be times you're tempted to do different. There's going to be times you feel like caving to the influences and the pressures of the world. There's going to be time that you don't feel like the battle's worth it, and I'm tired of fighting, and I'm just going to go the path of least resistance. Folks, the path of least resistance is backwards, and there's a cliff behind you. I don't want to lose my soul, and I don't want to see you lose your soul this morning. I feel like the Holy Spirit gave me a charge to give to this congregation this morning. I charge you, be steady. Steady as you go. He told Timothy, I charge you before God. I'm not doing it in the corner. But this was a charge from God. He said, He's going to judge us. He's going to judge everyone in the end of time. Folks, we're going to stand before God and give an account. This isn't about my feelings now. It's not about my questions. It's not about that I had a really tough 2 weeks. And I did. But that's not what it's about. It's about, Lord, I believe in you. And Paul was telling Timothy, he said, listen, I give you a charge now. And this is before God, and He's going to judge you. Don't forget. And sometimes we're like children, folks. We're like children. The scripture says, be no more children tossed to and fro with every wind of doctrine. Well, today you're feeling good and tomorrow you're feeling weak. Well, that's true, but I don't want to live on feelings. We need to live by faith this morning. Steady as you go. Well, I just don't understand. Steady as you go. I don't understand why. Steady as you go. They disappointed me. Steady as you go. But Lord, my husband or my wife, steady as you go. But Lord, my children are really pushing me. Steady as you go. There's a cliff behind you. And if you're not steady, you're going to start going backward and you're going to lose your soul. And not only your soul, those of that are counting on you. I want to make it this morning. And the Lord was saying, I charge thee, told Paul, Timothy through Paul, I charge thee, preach the word, be instant in season, out of season. He that observeth the wind will not sow. So sow thy seed. And in the morning sow thy seed, and in the evening withhold not thy hand. Serving God is not about convenience. It's not about what I think. It's not about what you think. It's about the Word of God. And God said, I want to tell you, Moses, I'm going to be with you. But He said, I'm going to give you a charge now. I'm going to give you some instruction. He said, don't turn away from the law that I gave to Moses. Saints of God, this morning, if you turn away from a practical, holy living, you're going to fall off a spiritual cliff. And then we as a congregation will just be another group. We'll just be another church among churches that have fallen off a cliff and yet maintain a profession of godliness. It takes that personal, intimate relationship with God that, yes, Lord, I don't understand, but I still believe in You. Lord, I'm being tested right here, and I feel like You let me down, but Lord, I know it's just me because You're God. So sometime maybe You'll open up my eyes and I'll understand, but I want to be steady. I want to be fixed. I want to be firm. He told them to reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after themselves, after their own lust, shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth. But watch thou in all things, endure affliction, do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of thy ministry. Can we do any less this morning? We're not just talking about a pulpit ministry. We all have a ministry. Let's not be run by feelings and emotions, because the tide of emotion will come. The Lord's looking for a people to be steady. Someone you can count on is not someone I felt like coming into work today. What does that have to do with it? I just didn't feel like coming in, so I didn't go. What's how you feel have to do with whether you go to work or not? Children, I just don't feel like doing my schoolwork today, Mom, so I'm not going to do it. I don't care how you feel. You're doing your schoolwork. I don't care how you feel. I do, but you know what I mean. You're still going to do your, I'll pat you on the head and pray for you as you're doing your math. As you're doing your English, how you feel doesn't matter. You know, people are doing that spiritually. Well, I just don't know. And the Lord's saying, can I rely on you? Can I trust you to do what you're supposed to do even when you don't feel like it? That's what integrity is. Lord, help us to be steady and watchful and that we grow up and not be children tossed to and fro. Let's not make decisions this morning based upon the winds, upon the waves, upon the pressures around us. You know, when something traumatic happens, you've heard me say it many times through these last 15 years, when something major happens in your life is not the time to be making a major decision in your life. You lose a loved one, not the time to make a major decision. You get hurt, someone hurts your feelings in the congregation, not a time to be deciding where you're going to worship. Not a time to make a major decision. You steady as you go. Steady as you go, because when we are in turmoil, we are listening too much to our emotions. We're listening too much to our feelings, and the Lord wants us to be steady. In truth, I just want to touch on a few things as we conclude this morning. But in truth, steady as you go. We, in investments, you know, the stock market has been in a very traumatic time the last little bit. War going on, supply chain issues, high inflation, gas prices skyrocketing, and so we're all feeling that, right? So do you know what, in investing, do you know what a good investment advisor would tell you? I'm going to tell you what a good investment advisor should tell you. Steady as you go. You don't just invest when things are good, but if you invest when things are bad, when things turn around, you're going to be set and good. But people look and say, well, things are really bad now. I don't want to invest right now. It's not a good time. Well, guess what? You just wait a little bit and you're going to be saying, well, things are so good. Now's not a good time to invest because things are so high. So do you know when the best time to invest is? Right now. When it's good and when it's bad and long term, it's going to pay. Spiritually, steady as you go. Let's not depend on our feelings, the pressures, people around us. Steady as you go, in truth. When you're being tempted and the feelings are at a low ebb, I want to encourage you this morning, steady as you go. If you're sick this morning and you're in trial, remember Daniel? When he knew that he could be thrown to the lion's den, he still prayed, didn't he? Steady as you go. Keep your faith fixed in the Lord this morning. Well, the Lord just didn't come to my rescue, so I guess I'll turn somewhere else. I may not understand God, but God is my all in all this morning. I want to turn to Him when I'm in trouble. And when He doesn't come through for me, may we be as Job. Steady as you go, Job. When He's tried you, you're going to come forth as gold. Don't give up. Don't let down. Don't take one little step backward. Young people, if you take one spiritual step backward from a life of consistent holiness to God, you are in a dangerous place. Parents, this morning, don't compromise. Your children will pay a price. We will never save our family members by deviating from truth. We will just confirm compromise in their minds and we'll both fall off the cliff together. So regardless of what my wife does, regardless of what my children do, regardless of what you as a wonderful, loving congregation do, I want to be steady. I want to be steady because that's where life is following the direction that God has given to us. So what will we do personally this morning, in our homes this morning? Steady as you go. Parents, steady as you go. I know children can be exasperating. They can cause you to feel like you don't know anything. Steady as you go. Steady as you go. And when you're burdened and you're at the end of your resources and at the end of your wisdom, steady as you go. Don't give up. Don't think it's not worth it. I don't care whether they're down here or whether they're looking you in the eye, don't give up, don't give in, but just steady as you go, and God will bring you through if you'll be steady. Marriages this morning, steady as you go. Steady. Well, things just aren't clicking right now. Steady. Don't deviate. Stay on the course. Keep loving one another. Love will win. Love will win, even if you don't understand one another. And it seems like you're singing, oh, look, it's gray out. And said, well, actually, it's kind of blue out there. And it just seemed like, steady as you go. Steady as you go. Because it'll get better. Your jobs, same things. But marriages, the devil's fighting. Families and marriages, steady as you go this morning. If you're seeking a companion, it can be a very confusing time. Lord, what am I going to do with my life? Don't turn away from the course of righteousness to find a marriage companion. Steady as you go. the Lord has proven over and over. Those that look to Him, He had a perfect plan. And there are some you think, well, look at this one, they never got married. And if we could only roll back the curtain, if they would have been married, they could be in a horrible situation. God may have been sparing them from a lifetime of misery in marriage by keeping them single. And we just look and say, well, they never got married, so I guess I'll look for alternatives. That may have been the mercy of God. My point is, keep your faith fixed in God. Steady as you go. Don't compromise. Don't let down. If you're in grief this morning and if you're hurting, it's too easy to react to hurt. I think we've probably all been there, haven't we? Steady as you go. The Lord has healing, but keep being faithful to Him. Stay diligent in His service. Keep serving the Lord. And Psalms 46:10, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. You say, well, how can I be still? And it says, steady as you go. Keep doing what you're doing. That's what He meant. Be still and know that I am God. In other words, with all the pressures and the voices and the pulls that we're experiencing this morning, individually, in your personal life, maybe in your homes, in your job, at school, even in the congregation, I charge you this morning, steady as you go. Don't deviate. Don't let down. Our souls are at stake. All of our souls are at stake this morning. Let's be steady. Be therefore very courageous, and keep and do all that is written in the book of the law of Moses, that ye turn not aside therefrom to the right hand or to the left. I don't want to turn to the left or right this morning, but I want to make it. I want to make it, and I want to make it as easy as possible for my wife to come along beside me. I want to make the path as easy as possible. And I say easy, I mean the righteous path. By living it, by being steady, that my children and my family members can look on and say, which way did Dad, where's Dad going? Steady as you go, Michael. You're setting a course for your family. I want you as a congregation to be able to look at the course that I'm setting and say, how do we get there? It's not always the easiest path. Usually it's not, but it's the right path. I don't want to deviate. And I don't want to cause someone here to lose their soul because I wasn't steady. And your life affects me too. Your decisions affect me. As your pastor, I pray for you. I cry for you. Steady as you go. You're my friends. You're my brothers and you're my sisters. And I love you all this morning. Steady. Let's make it. And we can by God's grace. Amen.